This is Hometown Heroes. Honoring everyday Americans who answer the call of duty.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes. Our guest this time, a 91-year-old recipient of the Purple Heart and the Distinguished Flying Cross, Dick Say of Vista, California. He told us about that bombing run at Ormoc Bay, blasted by anti-aircraft guns on the ship his bombs would help to sink. His plane would end up crashing into the water. His survival, nothing short of miraculous. And we left him floating in a raft. He'd been in it for 2 days with his co-pilot, James Gamble. They'd had no food, no water. Was your mind starting to play some tricks on you?
I think I was going in and out of consciousness, but I don't recall seeing things that, or hearing things that weren't there, although the SS Bush, when it started to bear down on us, at the time I thought maybe this was a Japanese ship. It sounded like Japanese chatter. You can hear a lot of sound over quite a distance on water. And even the numbers on the bow look like Japanese characters. So there was an instance or two there that I thought, well, maybe I don't want this ship to get close to me. Anyway, that did go through my mind.
So the raft is losing air. You've had nothing to eat or drink. You're completely helpless, 8 miles offshore. Still not going to break that habit of not praying?
Yeah, I didn't even think about it.
But did you think maybe you weren't going to survive this?
No. You know, that's a good question, because I never even thought about not surviving it. So I'm going to say, no, I never thought about not surviving it. But I knew there was a definite worry that I wouldn't.
And then when you realized, hey, these are our guys, they're here to save us. I have to imagine that's one of the best moments of your life.
You can't imagine. Unbelievable. Oh, wow, this is the prettiest thing I ever saw. And I recall the ship pulling up alongside, guys diving off, swimming out to the raft, and very, very gently putting me in this gurney, which was not a gurney, it was a cage that they could submerge, and just kind of floating me into it, taking me on deck, gently getting me into the infirmary with the doctor telling me that no, he didn't think I had internal injuries, but I had spinal injury. I always thought the doctor was very, very cruel at that instant, because he gave me water, but he would only give me a water a tablespoon at a time, and I was thirsty. I had ill feelings about him not giving me enough water, which was, there was a reason for that. A good shot of morphine, and I was, I'm pretty well settled in.
I don't want to be melodramatic here, but I think it does add to our perspective to explore this. And I've talked to guys, for instance, a guy who was trapped in the Oklahoma at Pearl Harbor and was finally cut out of there when they had maybe 15 more minutes of air, and that the timing gets so important. How much more time do you think you guys could have floated on that raft if the ship hadn't shown up when it did?
I'd wager a guess at 8 hours. And then, of course, we'd have been in the water. The raft would probably still be floating, but it wouldn't support our weight, so we would have been in the water. So how long we could have stayed in the water before we became shark bait, I have no idea. Maybe another 12 hours, 14 hours.
And just from reading some of the accounts of this, it sure seems like Gamble did a lot to take care of you during that time. At night, it got pretty cold?
Yes, I probably don't give him half enough credit. Yeah, without Gamble, yeah, without my co-pilot being there.
Yeah, and you described how unbelievable the feeling was to see the American ship and be rescued, but it's still not a very great situation to be in. The guy's telling you have spinal injuries. I'm sure there's a lot of uncertainty in your mind about what the future might hold. How long was the recovery from the injuries you sustained?
Oh, let's see, 2 years. I wore a body cast for a year, year and a half. Then I went to a body brace. I wore that for a couple of years. Just gradually got better until age began to settle in, and it's all kind of coming back.
You look like you get around pretty well. Certainly everyone can hear how mentally sharp you are. Are there any lasting effects of those injuries that you sustained almost 70 years ago?
No real effects of it. So I consider myself probably one of the most fortunate guys in the world, just because what would happen if 5 seconds had been taken off, if 5 seconds had been added, if we'd have done this or if we'd have done that? What could I have done differently? Anything you would have done differently. It's kind of like the, like I say, the pebble in the stream. Any little thing that you would have done would have changed the whole outcome of everything.
Yeah, like you say, when you pulled up over the ship and then how you handled the landing, everything that happened in the water. I mean, there's got to be countless moments where it could have gone differently. Your explanation for that is just chance, luck? What? How do you explain the fact that you're still going strong at almost 92?
Fate, one of my favorite authors. Fate is the hunter. That just happens to be the way it turned out. I'm not a religious man, so I guess I could thank the gods, but that's the only thing I can say. It just, fate was in my favor.
Well, and the story didn't end there, because a few years later, you decide to get married. You end up with a stepson who does a little research, and he had quite the surprise for you, huh? Tell me about that surprise.
Christmas morning, we all got together at my in-law's house. My stepson gave me this model B-25 as a Christmas present, and I looked at that and I said, oh, man, this is absolutely wonderful. Perfect model of a, and he had went to extremes to make sure it was just exactly the airplane that I thought it should be, even to the nose art.
Which is a Black Panther, and your whole squadron had that?
Yeah, the whole squadron. That was the, we were called the Black Panthers. The other squadron in the group was the Green Dragons, and the group, its handle was the Sunsetters. Sun, the Japanese sun, we were setting that sun. Anyway, he presented this model aircraft, and I thought, oh, this is absolutely marvelous. I'm sitting on the couch there, and he says, well, wait a minute, we're not through yet. And he turned on the television, put a disc in it, and the next thing I know, here is a picture of a group of sailors looking out over the bow of this destroyer. Couldn't see anything out there. Next thing I know, I see this little yellow spot. And then it began to dawn on me. What in the heck is happening here? This is the picture of my rescue. I had no idea this even existed. I didn't know it was made. And why it existed and how it existed, I'm still in awe of. Here it is, the picture of these sailors, there must have been 24 of them, looking out over the bow of this destroyer. It gets closer and closer. Next thing I know, the raft is 100 yards out. Two sailors dive into the water. This water is not safe waters, quote, shark infested. They grab the lanyard, the line, start pulling the raft toward the ship, then very, very gently getting me out of the life raft, putting me into this gurney or this cage. I absolutely could not believe it. I sat there. Both my wife and I was still getting teary-eyed just thinking about it. We were sitting there crying our heads off. My mouth's open like a goon. Where in the world did he get this information? Just completely floored. I don't know what other word, just absolutely floored. And it all started because of my male friend of my daughter's sending a picture of two B-25s painted by a artist that I just had to have.
So through their research, they found that this video existed, and this was color film taken by, was it the doctor on the ship?
Taken by the doctor, yeah, Dr. Johnson.
The same guy you were mad at for not giving you enough water?
Yeah, that's the same guy.
You feel a little better about him now?
Oh, absolutely. Dr. Johnson, the facilities on a destroyer are very, very limited. And kind of a funny little excerpt, but the wardman that was to take care of me, he must have been about 5'4". And he said, Lieutenant, when the firing started one evening or one afternoon, because this ship was still on picket duty, the 40 millimeters were going off right over our head. And the whole deck was going up and down. And he says, don't worry, Lieutenant, I'll get you out of here. Well, he couldn't have got me out of there if he had a blowtorch. he wasn't big enough, and the companionways, it took four or five of them to get me in there. So anyway, I thought that was kind of humorous that he was going to get me out in case that ship began to go down. By the way, one of the big stories is the USS Bush. That is a legend in itself. The SS Bush was on picket duty when it picked me up. Later in the Philippine campaign, it was very badly damaged, sent back to Pearl, was going to be scrapped. They decided not to scrap it. They repaired it, sent it out. It wound up in Okinawa on picket duty again and sunk by a kamikaze. That's the next saga in my finding out more about the SS Bush.
Well, yeah, it seems like this story never ends, and we talked about that film. Remember at the start of the show I told you, pull up YouTube, and if you have it open in that search box, just type 1944 RRSAY, S-E-A-Y, Rescue, and it'll pop right up. You can see that clip that he's talking about. And those are some pretty muscular sailors that were pulling you up, weren't they?
Yeah, they were that. They were that.
Good thing. I know that everyone listening has been touched by this story and probably just as amazed as I am. I just want to say thank you for serving our country. Thank you for putting your life in danger. I'm glad that everything happened just the way it needed to have you here today to talk to me. Is there anything that I didn't ask you about that you think people ought to know?
No, you've been very thorough. I can't think of anything in particular that would be of interest.
How about this? What are you most thankful for?
My life. Just that it's been such a good one. I got a perfect wife. Loves me like I don't deserve. Healthy. Lived 91 years, 92 years. Can't figure out why. I don't know. I just thankful. Just thankful I'm here. It has been a good ride. Would I change it? No. I wouldn't change it. I sometimes think I wish I'd have done better in school. I wish I'd have done this. I wish I'd have done. But if I'd done that, then I wouldn't have this. The last year has been the most interesting year, probably in my last 15, 20 years. So.
Well, maybe there's more to come.
Well. You better hurry up.
That is Dick Say, 91 years old, of Vista, California. What an incredible story. Check out that video on YouTube. Just search for RR Say Rescue 1944. Remember, his name spelled S-E-A-Y. You'll also find some photos on the Hometown Heroes Facebook page. Out of time this time, but join us again next time when we're reminded again through the stories of our veterans that freedom is not free.